Lac La Biche. The Portage College Voyageurs will award 2 Lac La Biche Junior B Clippers and $1,800 scholarship. Thanks to a new partnership between the two local hockey teams, the agreement gives local Junior B players an opportunity to attend post-secondary studies and play collegiate-level hockey. The partnership is a win-win for both hockey franchises, giving the Voyageurs an ability to bolster its roster with local talent, and young Clippers players to get access to continuing education, said Stephen Anthony, the manager of athletics and recreation at Portage College. If you look at our roster, there are quite a few people from all around Canada, which is great for our program, but we also want to find some local talent, local kids, and provide them an opportunity to further their hockey dreams of playing post-secondary sports, Anthony told Lakeland this week. The incentive for both organizations to work together, says Stephen, will also incorporate the coaching talents and skills that both teams have in their respective leagues. The Voyageurs capture the regional and community feel, bringing fans and family to games, while the Voyageurs offer a next level of play for younger skaters looking to expand their hockey path. And in the Voyageurs' case, that path includes coaching from Kevin McClelland, a 4-time NHL Stanley Cup champion. We're very fortunate to have a 4-time Stanley Cup champion with the Edmonton Oilers in our community and coaching our college team. That brings a lot of respect and admiration from people around who want to learn from him. We hope to use his coaching abilities and his successes to be able to help the Junior B Clippers to train, learn, and become better players and athletes, said Anthony. Education First, the scholarships will provide 2 players the chance to play collegiate hockey and open up doors for their future careers. If they can get a scholarship, maybe those are kids that couldn't afford to pay for a full program and we're able to provide them some funding so that they can go and finish a business administration degree or a diploma, he said. Specifics of the scholarship rollout are still being developed, but Voyageurs officials have made a commitment to provide the funding for the next 3 years. They have also made the commitment to putting education first. Anthony says the selected players will have to put just as much effort into their grades and attendance as they do to hockey. You hear the term used all the time and we use it consistently. You're a student first and an athlete second. We're not just giving some money to a kid to go on, we're building ice skills and an opportunity to get an education. As important as it is for the students to exercise commitment on and off the ice, he said, bringing the community together to support local athletes and future generations is what it's all about. Right now, the idea is to connect with the community, connect with the programs and find that relationship where we can all support each other. More information regarding the scholarship and partnership will be announced in the coming months.